Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. While partisan gridlock is often the name of the game in Congress, we had a rare bit of bipartisanship and unity last week with the House's passage of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Using Raleigh's Union Station as a backdrop, North Carolina leaders and elected officials gathered Monday to celebrate a win for the nation's crumbling roads and bridges with a nod toward clean energy and public transit. Congressman David Price, the dean of North Carolina's congressional delegation and chairman of the Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Subcommittee, said the bill was critical because it reaches well beyond short-term solutions.
This bipartisan infrastructure bill will let us build upon and go beyond these annual bills. It's going to make forward-looking investments across all modes of transportation with a focus on equity to address long-standing disparities, on resilience in the face of natural disasters and climate change, and on the creation of almost 2 million well-paying jobs. This bill makes a historic investment in passenger and freight rail, which will help our state develop that next critical link in Charlotte to Raleigh to Richmond to Washington, Southeast Corridor, quality passenger service. That's where we're headed. This bill is the largest investment ever in public transit. As our state, and particularly the Triangle region, continue to grow, our transit infrastructure has got to keep up with the increasing population. We can't solve long commuting lines simply by building another lane and another lane out on I-40. We got to invest in buses, commuter rail, and other modes of transit that cut emissions and improve economic opportunity for people who have traditionally not had access to public transit. This bill invests $25 billion in airports. That's music to our ears, as RDU anticipates the need for a new runway sooner rather than later. And of course, we know that infrastructure is more than just transportation. It's more than highways and trains and buses and airports. And this bill reflects that broadened definition of infrastructure. It reflects our commitment to broadband with a $66 billion investment. Broadband isn't a luxury. That was a fact brought home during this pandemic. And I'm pleased that this investment has garnered strong bipartisan support. Broadband expansion has to be, for this century, what rural electrification was for our parents and grandparents in the last century. This bill will also provide billions of dollars for clean drinking water and wastewater infrastructure, helping North Carolina address what is estimated to be a $17 billion need in this state alone over the next 20 years. So this is a broad bill. It's a bill that addresses the aspiration and needs of our communities across this country. And it's great to come together to celebrate this, to anticipate what it's going to let us achieve.
Congresswoman Deborah Ross called this a once-in-a-generation investment that is welcome news not only for the rural areas of our state, but in the high-growth areas like the Triangle.
I'm extremely proud to represent Wake County, one of the fastest-growing counties in this nation. We're a powerful economic engine for our state and our region. But sadly, our infrastructure has not grown with our community. We need seamless transportation networks to connect Wake County to the rest of the nation. Modern infrastructure that can help us bring the innovation that happens in the Research Triangle to the country and to the world. This historic legislation will help our people get to work and school, get products from our groundbreaking companies to markets across America and all around the globe. In North Carolina, there are about 1,500 bridges and more than 3,000 highways in poor conditions. This bill will devote $110 billion to road upgrades, bridges, and finance other major transportation projects. Over the next 20 years, North Carolina's drinking water infrastructure will require billions of additional funding. This bill provides funds to replace every lead pipe in the country and help ensure that all our children can enjoy clean drinking water. It will also address the threat of toxic PFAS contamination, which we have seen in Wilmington and in the Cape Fear. This bill modernizes our nation's electric grid to protect against storm damage and unlock the full potential of clean energy. It also creates jobs in clean energy manufacturing, a sector where our state is positioned to lead the nation. We are delivering on the president's promise to pass this legislation, and legislation that improves the lives of ordinary Americans and creates good jobs. As Congressman Price said, this legislation is also a testament to what we can achieve when we work in a bipartisan way, when we set our differences aside and commit to the hard work of finding common ground for our future.
For decades, infrastructure in North Carolina has suffered from a systematic lack of investment, and North Carolina Secretary of Transportation Eric Boyette said that will finally change as a result of the new law.
We oversee 81,000 roadways. It's the second largest roadway system in the nation. We oversee 18,000 bridges and culverts. We also know that transportation is much more than just roads and bridges. We also want to make sure we enhance the quality of life for residents, providing convenient multimodal options. We have a great example of that. The Carolinian, which serves passengers between Charlotte and New York, has been one of the most successful passenger rail lines in the nation due to the ridership. We are also working very closely with our federal and local partners to provide equal access opportunities and services for all of our residents. An example of that is our partnership and effort between our transportation unit and our health communities to get people to vaccination appointments. Our public transit partners have provided transportation for over 10,000 of our North Carolinians to have their appointments made today for this year. We really do affect the lives of every North Carolinian. As you know, our world is rapidly changing in many ways. It's very important that we stay committed to finding new and innovative ways to deliver the transportation system people want, need, and use. With the investments made possible with this bill, NCDOT is committed to partnering with local communities, our planning organizations, to find and deliver solutions that reflects the needs of our communities. The people we serve expect infrastructure that is resilient, especially during the changing weather patterns that we're continuing to see, and we plan for our emerging technologies. I'm sure many of you saw the impacts to just the heavy lingering wind and rain to our coast and NC-12 over the weekend. Stronger storms are what we continue to see in North Carolina. We're also seeing price increases. We're seeing our dramatic price increases on things from lumber, steel, you name it. We see it, and I know you all see it too. We're seeing increases in real estate. It affects our right-of-way and our negotiation for utility estimates. We also are seeing fuel increases and diesel increases. Also, many of our partners are dealing with labor shortages. So we continue to partner with them and work. This federal investment will help offset some of those cost increases and support our commitment to build a resilient infrastructure and enhance all of our modes of transportation. And with that, I want to say thank you.
Go Triangle Board Chairman and Wake County Commissioner Sig Hutchinson notes that transportation is typically the second highest cost for a family, right behind housing, and that the infrastructure legislation will literally change how many of us choose to get to work over the next decade.
In my view, there is not a better investment that we can be making. And as far as that investment, this bill has $39 billion that will expand public transportation systems, something that we desperately need to get people out of their cars. And by doing that, we will also be able to invest in electric buses and the infrastructure that supports them. For me, it's simple. It's simply a transit system that takes people where they want to go, when they want to go there, and clean energy systems to be able to provide that transportation. It's a total win proposition. And friends, we're just getting started. I look forward to the day where we can see commuter rail trains from Clayton to Durham pulling right into Union Station, moving thousands of people to work, school, and then home again. And it's not a pipe dream. The feasibility study that GO Triangle is doing today on behalf of the counties will be completed in the next few months. And with the opportunity of the CSX S line running from Wake Forest all the way up into Virginia through Union Station and down to Apex, within the next 10 years, we could have 8 towns and cities connected to commuter rail and RTP. It's an amazing opportunity.
While there will be hurdles ahead, this historic measure is the largest public works bill since the construction of the interstate highway system. Coming up next, we'll learn about a new study that looks at the status of women in North Carolina politics and some strategies for boosting their numbers. Stay with us.